Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the 2020 first edition of the year, and we've been talking a little bit about cold smoking, and now we're going to talk a little bit about outdoor kitchens and our friends at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens, who bring us the show each and every week. We're going to be meeting at the new home and remodeling show in downtown Grand Rapids the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January. I'll be there. The Grilling Guys will be there. I'll be there as a guest speaker doing a couple moderation and topical stuff. And one of the things we're going to be doing is outdoor kitchens. And I just want to talk to you about it, not in great depth, but this is the time to start thinking about it, because I'm going to work you a timeline backwards, right? You're in Michigan. You'd really like to be just smoking it up on that outdoor kitchen by the 1st of May, right? And that might even be a little late, but you've got contractors that got to come in and do a variety of stuff prior to getting your kitchen ready to use. And if you wait till June or July, they're in their house building seasons, and you're going to have a little bit of problem getting a guy to come out and do that. But you work this backwards. I'll save you the timeline, but you need 3 months from the time you say go.
I'm
talking about an outdoor kitchen. Okay. From the time you say go, I want to do this, and your design is done, till the time you're actually cooking on it. Because these outdoor cabinetry manufacturers are anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks, because it's custom stuff that we do. We build it to your site, and we order this cabinetry, and it's outdoor, and it's impervious to weather, and it's what you want. But then even when that stuff gets there, you've got to have your countertop people come in. You've got to have your appliance people come in, all your gas lines, all your electrical lines, everything that needs to be run to this. And I'm not talking about just your little grill on the corner. I'm talking an outdoor kitchen. And these things are $20,000 to $100,000. However elaborate that you want to do, and we have the capability of doing them all sizes, you know. But if you don't have $20,000 in your budget, then you're probably not going to get a custom or a installed outdoor kitchen on your deck. I realize this is kind of an elitist conversation, but there's a lot of people out there that take this stuff serious. So I just wanted to let you know that this is coming, but here
and
we are.
That'll be at DeVos Hall?
What? Yeah, yep, DeVos Hall, downtown Grand Rapids.
Awesome.
17th to the 19th.
Make sure you check that out, yeah. And Jop, you'll be working it.
I will. I'll be there, and happy to
you
talk to
anybody.
You have
a chance to talk to Jop live.
Yeah, right. There's tickets involved to get in, so I better be worth the price of admission.
And I just want to let everybody know that Jop will no longer be a crybaby about Dutch ovens, because
here we go.
I got him a Dutch oven for Christmas. He's in the club.
Right.
He won't be ignorant anymore.
Hey, and you know what?
And it's from Lodge.
Right. It is. It's beautiful. And it was all seasoned when I got it. And I tell you what I did with it. The first maiden voyage, and it turned out perfect, is I had a store.
The first maiden voyage, not the second maiden
voyage? Right, right. And I bought the store-bought spiral-cut ham, right? And I put that thing in there with no liquid or anything, because you got to heat them up. It's already cooked. Put the lid on it at a 275-degree oven for about 2 hours, and there was 2.5 inches of juice in the bottom of that thing. And it was a wonderful, juicy, moist, just everything it should have been,
stop
ham.
Stop it. I'm hungry.
Yeah. But I've still got the cool part about the whole thing is – you know, the spiral cuts only go down about 2/3 on the ham, then you get a big chunk on the end.
Yeah.
Well, I got to save all the juice, too, so that's in a Ziploc bag in my fridge, and it's bean soup this week, man.
Nice.
Ooh, can't wait.
I love bean soup.
Oh, me too, with a ham bone. But anyway.
Sounds good.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year. We're glad you're back and listening with us. We promise to continue this tomfoolery for the rest of the year. But Barbecue Bob, it's good to have another year with you, and we'll talk to you all next week.
See ya.